Can you justify the 5 points of Calvinism? Yes, on this edition of Key Life.
Welcome to Key Life. Our host and teacher is Steve Brown. He's no guru, but he does have honest answers to honest questions about the Bible. God's grace changes everything. How we love, work, live, lead, marry, parent, evangelize, purchase, and worship. So here's Steve and Pete Allinson from ForgeBibleStudy.com with Street Smart Bible Teaching for Real Life.
Hey, Pete. Now, I should have said in the teaser when I said, can you justify the 5 points of Calvinism? I should have said, yes, Pete can. That's why you're here, Pete. I just want you to know that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You know, we get a lot of questions, and we'll talk about it in a minute, but we get a lot of questions on the 5 points of Calvinism, and generally we don't deal with them because it's just a lot more complicated and a lot more difficult than most people think. But we decided that we're going to do it on this broadcast. And after it is done, it will be accomplished for all time. People will reference this broadcast, and you're very fortunate to be listening to this particular broadcast. And if you believe that, you believe anything. By the way, that other voice was Pete Allinson, and he has a dynamite men's ministry called Forge. And if you go to forgetruth.com, you can find out all about it. A lot of great teaching, a lot of good stuff. Or you can read the book, Like Father, Like Son, and you can get that at Key Life or any place where good books are sold. And Pete comes in on Fridays, and we answer questions, and we like your questions. We like you. You can call 1-800-KEY-LIFE 24/7, record your question, and sometimes we put it on the air. Or you can write Key Life Network, Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794. In Canada, it's Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 28060, Waterloo, Ontario, N2L6J8. Or you can email us at steve@keylife.org. And if you can help us financially, please do. We're a member of ECFA in the States and Four Seas in Canada. And they overlook our books to make sure that we're ethical. Oh, and by the way, you can give on your phone if God moves you in that direction. Just text Key Life at 28950. That's 28950, and follow instructions. If you can help us, we'll rise up and call you blessed. If you can't help us financially and you pray for us, we'll rise up and call you blessed for that too. Pete, lead us in prayer, and we'll get to some of these, or this question.
Yeah, sounds good. Our great God, we come to you on this Friday, and so thankful that we can come into your presence, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, so freely and quickly because of Jesus. Lord, you know us, and you know that it's been a long week, and we've sought to follow you, but Lord, we haven't always. You know where we've sinned, where we've stumbled, you know our fears, you know where we're frustrated about life. So we come to you, and we just rest for a moment in your grace, and Lord Jesus, that we are fully accepted because of your work and your work alone. And we do ask that you continue to work in us. We pray that your grace by your Spirit could be worked so deeply into our hearts that we just recognize that we're okay and our standing is good with you. Be with our pastors and teachers and priests and leaders and worship directors this weekend. Lord, be with them in a powerful way. Holy Spirit, enable them to speak to us that we could be set free and that we would allow the joy of the Lord to be our strength. We commit this time of Q&A to you now as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, Pete, this is the question, and this is how it's asked. Can you justify the 5 points of Calvinism? And some of our listeners are saying, what's that? So,
yeah.
And we're not going to go into a lot of history, but it's the basis of Reformed theology. It was a response to the Remonstrants. Let's just go over them, or we're not going to have time to get through these. What's the first point of Calvinism?
Yeah, total depravity, which total depravity, unconditional election, limited atonement, irresistible grace, perseverance of the saints. Yeah. Boom, tulip.
And there is a sense in which every Christian believes these things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They believe it one degree or another, but we say we believe in the sovereignty of God, and everybody who is Arminian in their theology, they say, I believe in the sovereignty of God, too.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of degree, I think, and emphasis. The first one on sin and radical and pervasive depravity.
Yeah.
Does that mean that I'm as bad as I could be?
In your case, yes. No. See, you always make me the bad guy, so I had to do
all
it
right.
One time.
What, all right. Does that mean?
Simply, it means that sin that you inherited from Adam it affects the core of your ability to think, reason, feel, and act. So your
and
intellect,
emotions,
and
so if we're going to be saved, it's got to be God's action in our lives.
Right. Ephesians 2:1, you're dead in your trespasses and sin.
And radical and pervasive depravity, Romans 7, is something we all deal with even now.
Yeah.
But before we are saved, we're dead.
That's right.
And so there isn't any good thing you can do that'll get you to heaven. You
That's right.
can't be that good.
That's right.
All right, you.
Yeah. You, unconditional.
This is a tulip. It's the acrostic. Okay,
right.
Go ahead.
Unconditional
you.
Election.
Yeah.
Or is the reality that we have to be chosen if we're spiritually dead? We have to be called by God.
That's true.
We can't. A dead person can't make themselves come alive.
Now, I personally don't believe you can teach that doctrine without teaching God's love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people say that God chooses because He chooses. I don't like you, I like you, but I don't like you, and I don't believe that's true.
Mm.
I believe His act of creation was His act of election, and He knew the implications of it, and He elected with tears in His eyes.
Mm.
Does that mean we're not responsible?
No, we still are, and I think that's important to bring up, that we are responsible for our sins. We're born sinners, so we sin, and we're responsible for that.
You know, the most controversial one of the 5 points of Calvinism is called limited atonement.
That's right.
And it's the least controversial, isn't it?
It really is a limited atonement or particular redemption.
Yeah.
Jesus died for those that He has called to be His.
And those who come to Him.
And those who come to Him.
And everybody, all Christians, believe those who don't won't.
That's right.
So it's limited.
That's right.
So if you can believe in election, but you can't believe in limited atonement, and there are a lot of people who call themselves four-point Calvinists, and they're talking about the atonement issue,
they
swallowed the horse and they got caught up on the fly.
Yeah,
it's just not, that's not the big one.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So Jesus said, I lay down my life for the sheep.
Yeah,
so he's
exactly.
very clear about
that's
that.
That's right. T-U-L-I.
Irresistible grace. That means if you're called, you will come. He will call you.
It means whatever God decides to do, He does it right well.
Yeah, that's right.
And you can relax a little bit on that.
That's right.
And
that's right.
P?
P, perseverance of the saints or preservation of the saints. In other words, He holds us and keeps us. Because left to ourselves, we would be lost.
Our Baptist friends call that eternal security.
That's right. That's
and,
right.
And it means that if you're His, you'll be His, and He'll never let you go.
Even if we sin, and that's why 1 John 1:9 is so often used, right? If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Yeah.
And the stand at the door and knock in Revelation is the same thing. It's for people who are His, who sin, and are convicted of it and come back to Him.
So true. And, you know, we could spend broadcast after broadcast on this.
Yeah.
And there are books written on the. But these, by the way, are not what you go down to the mall when you're witnessing and you share with a person with whom you're trying to lead to Christ or for whom you're trying to lead to Christ. These are family secrets.
Mm.
These are meant so you can sleep at night.
Yeah. In fact, I agree. And I love the way we could call them the doctrines of grace.
Yeah.
In other words, as we understand God's grace, these are some of the key ideas and based on biblical teaching. Everyone has biblical support that shows God's grace to us.
That's really true. So a lot of people, and I got to apologize for my brothers and sisters, because I do as much bad as they do, but sometimes this is used as a hammer you beat other Christians over the head with.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's a gift that Reformed people bring to the table, to the body of Christ. And every heritage brings that.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've just gone over is what Reformed people bring, mm-hmm. and we bring it as a gift, so that our brothers and sisters will be able to sleep better at night.
Mm, I like that. That's okay. Good.
All right. This will be fairly easy. Does the Bible have errors in it due to different versions?
Ooh. Well, no errors. There are some transcription discrepancies that we have.
Yeah.
But the different versions, now there's a lot of different versions these days. And so we have to know, well, what versions are you talking about? Because some of them have agendas in them.
Yeah, they really do.
But the good mainstream, you know, RSV, NIV, New American Standard, ESV, did I say that?
Yeah.
You know, no, there's no errors.
Yeah, and there are scholars constantly working on trying to get the translations as close as they can to the originals.
That's right.
And a lot of great work is done by a lot of godly people.
Oh, you're right. And language does change.
Oh,
and
it does.
So to keep up with how our language is changing, that's why we need some of these new versions.
And even in a bad translation, there's enough there to lead you to Christ.
Mm.
And as soon as you're a Christian, we'll give you another Bible.
There you go.
So you have that.
Yeah.
Let me see. We're kind of close to the end of this. I don't have time to bring up another question. What do you use?
I use English Standard Version.
Me too.
And the New American Standard is what I memorized out of earlier.
Did you memorize that out of the American Standard?
New American
That's
Standard.
That's the most literal version.
It is. Very wooden, but I like it.
So. Yeah, but you wouldn't read it from the pulpit.
Yeah, no, I actually do sometimes. Yeah,
do you?
Yeah.
I love the English Standard Version. It's as close as I can get to the King James Version
right.
I grew up with.
Yeah.
Guys, that's enough. We got to get out of here. But first, Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.